you were a child, crawling on your knees toward him. Make mom so proud, but your voice is too loud.
Enjoy yourself, take all your watching leave on. That was Morning Passages by Philip Glass, and immediately before that was a remix of MGMT's Kids and Philip Glass's Truman Sleeps by Emancipator. So, following up on that, I'd like to continue our little contemporary classical segment for tonight by playing something that was just introduced to me in our new music ensemble this semester, which has been kind of interesting for me. We've been looking at phase music a bit, and actually, if quick shout out, our concert for the semester is this Thursday in Granoff at 8 p.m., I believe. So if you want to hear some contemporary classical music and some cool improvisations, we've got a few Tufts kids and we have a few people, graduate students actually, coming in from the Laundrie School of Music who are going to be joining us. So that concert is going to be this Thursday at Tufts, and free admission. You guys are all welcome to come down. So, one thing that we've been, I should mention, the concert title is Rational Melodies, and as such, we've been looking at things which have kind of a structural, rational bent to them. So, for example, I guess the concert name is taken from Tom Johnson's Rational Melodies, and perhaps if I have time at the end, I might throw in one or two of them. They're quite interesting. I guess something a little more musical than those is, phase music. So Steve Reich developed kind of a phasing technique in the late 1960s where he played a tape, and he played the same tape over that, but phased off slightly, so that you just hear the same tape layered over each other. And he first applied this to come out, I believe, in 1966, but the first time he applied this in a live performance was in 1967 with Piano Phase, which I am about to play. It's a 12-note sequence, which two pianos begin playing in unison, and one of the pianos gradually phases off from each other, and they cycle around each other until they're in unison again. Then they chop off four notes, and there's an eight-note sequence from that, and they repeat the whole thing, and then you have a four-note sequence, and you repeat again. In that sense, it's a piece of process music. No two recordings are going to be the same, but it is a very interesting piece of music, and, I mean, I think, you know, symphonically as well, to the ears. Anyway, this is a recording of Steve Reich's Piano Phase for two pianos, composed in 1967. Enjoy. Thank you.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
That was Piano Phase by Steve Reich, composed in 1967. It's honestly, I guess Reich, among some other people, really did pave the way for the modern era of minimalism. And it's really interesting kind of seeing, their work, their contemporaries, and the offshoots of that, and, you know, and the music that we're producing today as a result. So, yes, another shout out if you weren't here before. The New Music Ensemble at Tufts is performing their concert for this semester this Thursday night at 8 p.m. In Granoff. Tickets are free, and the show is at 8 p.m. Should go for about an hour and a bit. And yeah, it's called Rational Melodies. We'll be doing some stuff related to Tom Johnson's Rational Melodies, among other things. We'll switch back to classical for a bit, because I have a classical piece that I wanted to play. So this is Yuri Bashmet playing Bruch's Romanze for viola and orchestra in F major. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Max Brooks, Romanze for Viola and Orchestra, played by Yuri Bashmet. First heard this piece last year, played by a violist at Tufts, and I mean, stunning, it's really stunningly beautiful. So we do have a bit of time before we finish off tonight. I've reached the end of my playlist, so I'm in a New Music Ensemble concert on Thursday, and the title of the concert is Rational Melodies, and we've stolen the title from Tom Johnson's Rational Melodies. So I just like to play a few of them for you, and they're just melodic lines. I mean, I don't know how this recording in particular has done it, but there's always some mathematical curiosity to to the music that he's composed, each of these 21 movements. So I'll play one or two, talk about them, and we'll see how this goes. So this is, I'm picking a few of the Rational Melodies. I'll be able to cite which numbers later. I think I'm going to start with 8, and I'm going to see where I go after that. So this is Tom Johnson's Rational Melodies. Enjoy. Those were Tom Johnson's Rational Melodies, number 8 and 16, respectively. These two I can talk a little more about, because I'm actually performing them. So, I don't know how many of you guys noticed, but there's something in mathematics called a fractal, which is an infinite pattern that is self-similar in nature. In other words, you can zoom in on something, and it looks like just the original thing itself. So, one famous example is the Sierpinski triangle, and you can form this by taking and starting with an equilateral triangle, finding the midpoints of the three sides, and then drawing an upside-down triangle in them. So now you have three ups. So now you have three upright triangles, and you can find the midpoints of each of those three triangles and draw an equilateral triangle with those three points as the vertices. And you can keep doing this forever. So now what happens is if you take one of the smaller triangles, I guess, eventually you're going to zoom in on something which looks like the larger triangle itself. So another famous fractal is the Mandelbrot set. Explaining this is a little bit more complex, but if you Google this, Mandelbrot set, there's some beautiful images that you can get from this kind of thing. Another one is the Koch snowflake. I mean, mathematicians have extensively researched these kinds of patterns, and it's kind of cool. So what Tom Johnson does in Rational Melody Number 8 is he develops a self-similar fractal in iterations. So it starts with four notes, an F, an E, an E flat, and a D in half notes, and essentially expands each one of those by inserting before each of those notes a sequence of half notes. Before each of the half notes, inserting a sequence of eighth notes and then 16th notes before them, and having each of those iterations go that way. I'm getting a caller, so I'm going to play a few more of Tom Johnson's Rational Melodies while I answer this. This is Rational Melody Number 2. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I will leave the interested listener to figure out what was going on in them. We don't really have time to talk to them now because we are unfortunately approaching the end of our show. But yes, thank you for tuning in to our classical show. This is DJ Chris Tsai, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I've got one more interesting piece for you tonight. This is Paganini's Moto Perpetuo, but it isn't played on the violin like you originally intended. It's Wynton Marsalis playing it on the trumpet. Enjoy.